Moolala is brought to you by the nonprofit credit counseling agency, Credit Canada. Millions of Canadians have a mortgage on their home, and some bought years and years ago and have seen a big jump in their wealth on paper. Some bought more recently, and they are incredibly stressed about how much they're going to have to pay in any given month to carry that mortgage. Whatever the circumstances, the thought or the question about refinancing may be on your mind. So we're going to talk about some of the options. We're going to talk about some of the pros and cons. Francis Inojosa is founding partner and CEO of Tribe Financial, a mortgage broker. She is based in Oakville, Ontario. Hello there.
Hi, Bruce. How are you today?
I am well. When you use the word refinance, what do you mean?
Well, when we use the word refinance, what we mean is that you're going to be doing changes to your mortgage. And what those changes entail would be either you are increasing the mortgage amount, so you're taking equity out, or you're doing material changes, let's say, to the amortization of the mortgage, the length of time that you've agreed to pay back the bank for that particular debt.
What would be some reasons why you would want to take equity out of your home? And I referenced someone could have had that home for decades and they've built up a tremendous amount of equity. So what might they want to do with that?
Well, the number one reason that we're seeing recently today is to improve their cash flow. So i.e. debt consolidation. With these high inflationary times, people are feeling the pinch right now. Things are costing more at the store. And, you know, those monthly payments that they may have been making on, let's say, that HELOC with the interest-only payment, well, now that interest has gone up significantly. Or, you know, the payments that they're paying on their other debts are impeding on their overall cash flow. So debt consolidation, we're finding, is the number one reason that most individuals now are refinancing their mortgage to overall improve their financial position.
Now, in a recent blog post, you referenced refinancing as a way to, quote, free up cash for decorating and entertaining. Did you have ChatGPT write that blog post or a teenager?
No.
Where on earth did that sentence come from?
No,
I'm getting all finger waggy with you on that. What did you mean?
Get finger waggy on that. And you know what? There's more context to that. So home improvements. Okay. That was the actual word that was used in there, was home improvements. And another popular thing that we're seeing today, again, because we're finding that people are finding the pinch when it comes to their mortgage payments and the overall cash flow. Home improvements, we're finding people are actually putting in basement rental suites into their properties. There was a recent report that was actually done by REMAX that's becoming more and more popular, even with people purchasing right now. So people are realizing that they have a lot of space that is being underutilized, and they're finding ways that, you know what, hey, maybe I could renovate my basement, create a separate entrance, create additional income coming into my property, and again, improve the cash flow position, or also help to pay off my mortgage faster. So
I am willing to accept those two reasons. Decorating for pleasure, I won't accept.
Not right now, but home improvements could also be life situations, Bruce. We've also seen, you know, aging populations.
Yeah.
People don't want to
step in shower, grab bars.
Correct. They don't want to necessarily leave that property. You know, there are a lot of Canadians that have their houses actually paid off right now, but they love their home. There's memories that are there. They've been there for 30 years. They don't want to leave that property. So they're retrofitting it in a way that they can enjoy even into their, you know, elder years and not have to change their lifestyle. So it's not
about,
not
tell us about reason number two. You were talking about amortization. What did you mean there?
What we meant by there is we're finding, again, you know, there are, as you know, so many mortgages coming up for renewal in the next year. And what we're finding is individuals are looking at those renewal payments. You know, if rates don't normalize next year, the fact of the reality is most Canadians are going to see their renewal rates be a lot higher than what their current mortgage rates are right now. So what, you know, individuals are looking at is how can I, in my current life stage, maintain my current cash flow. And one of the ways is by increasing the amortization. So, you know, you might be in a life stage right now where you know your income's going to change maybe in the next decade. But in the meantime, you want that lower payment because interest rates are high. So extending the amortization back out is another strategy people are doing. When you do that at renewal, that is considered a refinance. It's not considered a renewal.
Right. Gotcha. Let's talk a bit about timing, because there are a number of factors to consider whether or not you choose to refinance. Among them, whether or not you're refinancing a variable or a fixed, because the penalties can be dramatically different. So what advice do you have for people on when they should do this?
When you should do this first, before you pull the trigger on it, you should be sitting down, obviously, with a mortgage professional, going through all the pros and cons, analyzing the numbers. Does it even make sense to be breaking your mortgage midterm? What is the cost savings if you were to pay a penalty? Is there a cost savings? That's number one. I wouldn't recommend that someone breaks their mortgage if they're not ultimately saving money at the end of the day, because that's just a fool's plan to do. So run the numbers and see, okay, is there a penalty? What would that cost be? Where am I saving money in this down the road? And how is this improving my overall cash flow and interest savings?
As you sit on the other side of the desk, I'm sure you have clients in front of you who are wanting to refinance because they want to consolidate debt, which seems great at the surface, right? They go from whatever crazy nuts level they're paying on a credit card to a much lower level on a mortgage. But it may be that that doesn't address a fundamental issue in terms of the relationship between revenue and expenses. What do you say to people who are using their home as an ATM?
Have you created a household budget? Have you created a plan? You know, a good mortgage professional is not just going to talk about the mortgage itself and the interest rate and the end payment. They're going to talk about how does that factor into your overall lifestyle. You know, we don't want our clients getting back into the same situation again, sort of wiping the slate clean and then starting again to rack up those debts. Like having that holistic point of view saying, okay, great. Now I've improved my cash flow. Where can I use that extra cash flow in my lifestyle? Right. Is there then at that point, should I be putting money away to save? Absolutely. Can I top up my RSP? So I wouldn't be going in blindly to refinance your mortgage. I would be including it into an overall household plan to make sure that you're not going to be in that situation again in a couple of years' time.
One of the questions that I endeavor to ask every time I'm talking to any professional in the financial space is how they are compensated, because I want to make sure that clients have transparency about what might influence a recommendation on the part of a financial advisor, a mortgage broker, whomever. How does comp work in a refinance? So is a mortgage broker, the lower integrity ones, are they incented to push for a refinance in order to drive a commission, or is it a wash?
Possibly, yes. I mean, if a mortgage broker is suggesting for you to do refinance without putting in context of how that's going to improve you as the client and your overall financial position, then you may want to look at getting a second opinion. It should always be in the benefit of yourself. You shouldn't be rushing into a refinance because that is a trendy thing to do. It's not a one size fits all. It's how is this going to impact me and my overall cash flow? Does this make sense with my plan today? And how is this going to set me straight on my goals moving forward? Not just rolling in a credit card into it just because that may not be the right fit for you. Brokers are compensated for refinances just the same as they are in a new purchase. Mm-hmm. And it's not to say that, you know, like you said, Bruce, maybe the lower ones there that don't have the integrity may be pushing for it. But if your gut, I always say, trust your gut when it comes to financial decisions. If something doesn't sit right with you, or they're not explaining it in the purpose of serving you and how it's going to benefit you long term, to me, that is a signal that, you know what, reach out to a professional mortgage broker, get another second opinion on this mortgage. You don't have to make a decision if it doesn't feel right. You could stick to where you are, but always get that second opinion if the first opinion doesn't feel right.
One of the big things, whether you're getting a new mortgage, you're renewing, or you're refinancing, one of the big things is your credit score. So as people are thinking about this question, any of those three scenarios that I just mentioned, what do they need to be doing now in order to set themselves up so that they're going to get the best available rate, the best available options, regardless of which of those three is ahead of them?
Check your credit score. I think that's the number one thing. Most consumers are not aware what their credit scores are. don't assume just because you're making the minimum payment that you have an excellent credit score. That may not be the case. Debt utilization, high utilization of debt has a major impact on your credit score at the end of the day. We have seen individuals that are professionals, make good money, make their minimum payments on time, but because they're at the upper limits of their credit limits or even over the limits, their credit score now is shot and it's a lot lower. That will affect your renewal options that are out there. One of the main things that most financial institutions look for when they're qualifying you for a mortgage, affordability and your income is number one, but the other two leading factor in determining products and interest rates is credit score. Some of the top tier products that are out there or the preferred interest rates require a consumer to have a 680 credit score or above. Make sure that your credit score is in line. And if it isn't, again, reach out to a mortgage professional to strategize well in advance of how, what you can do to improve that credit score so you are armed with the best credit score when your mortgage comes up for renewal or you need to refinance.
One last question. There are some listeners who are really holding out hope that a refinance could alleviate cash flow strain, that could enable them to unlock cash for home repairs or whatever it is. What would you say that are the, some of the most common misperceptions that get in the way of that fantasy that people may have that this is the answer, I'm just going to refinance my house?
You know what? Again, not understanding their monthly cash flow of what is comfortable for them, doing a deeper dive. Again, that's not a one size fits all when it comes to the energy of your money or the use of your money. Everyone has different wants and needs. So understanding that, understanding the difference between wants and needs is a big thing as well. Credit score is ultimately also the biggest thing. I find a lot of Canadians are not fully versed on the credit score or how their credit impacts them. So being educated and not being afraid to have the conversation. You know, when rates were, you know, super low and, you know, the times are great, it is a lot easier, obviously, to qualify for a mortgage. So plan well in advance. If this is something that you're thinking of doing down the road, start having the conversations today. There's nothing wrong in discussing this with a mortgage professional a year in advance, 6 months in advance, even 2 years in advance. Start creating the plans and the milestones that you need to do. I think as a society, we sometimes get caught up in the instant gratification or instant of getting things done very quick and very fast. There's nothing wrong with slow and steady and planning ahead of time because that's where you're going to have the best financial success overall.
Frances, thanks for your time and for your insight today. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Bruce. Always a pleasure.
Frances Hinojosa is founding partner and CEO of Tribe Financial. She joined us to give us some tips on the idea, the opportunity, some of the pitfalls of refinancing your mortgage.